for 13 cents, you can get a natural performance, legal performance enhancing stimulant. So now I guess you're wondering, well, how is that even possible? Well, let's just break it down.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hey, good to be with you again. It's Dr. Brian, and summer is kind of over, I think. And if you're a student, I remember how depressing it would be to listen to those back to school ads. And if you're at work, then you may not have had a summer like everyone else who's working. So, any case, this is going to be a really fun episode because I found this video. Well, actually, I got tagged in the video and then I found it. And it was really intriguing. I did my research and we're going to pick this apart. But before I do that, by the way, it's claiming a legal performance enhancing stimulant. So we're going to dissect that one, do a little autopsy on that video. But first, I actually wanted to give you some really fun reviews. I haven't done this in a while about the podcast. So let me just read you this one from the handle is, actually, this is the handle. Y'all need to fix it. Great show. The show is super informative, fun. Thanks for sharing this info and making this show. You're welcome. Y'all need to fix it. And also another review from Dave14. Great information. I've enjoyed seeing the TikTok duets on trendy subjects in a world of so much misinformation. It's great to see some giving the honest truth. The podcasts are great. Well, thank you, Dave. Thanks for all of your support and taking the time. And by the way, please take a moment to rate the podcast and leave a review. And of course, if you're not following or subscribing, just hit that subscribe follow button so you don't miss out on more good stuff coming up. So this is a video I'm going to play and just the audio, and I'm going to have fun with this one. So let's just run with this. Here we go.
A completely legal performance aiding stimulant for 13 cents. In my last episode, I investigated capsaicin, the spicy ingredient active in all peppers. Very few people actually realize that this is in fact a stimulant, capable of both releasing our body's natural painkillers and adrenaline output. I was blown away when taking this. It did not even feel real when I had peppers during my workout, for I had a strength and clarity I had not felt in years.
So, what do you think about this one? And I have to just explain, he mispronounced the word. It's actually capsaicin. That is the spice that is in like jalapeno peppers and things like that. It's actually capsaicin. So what he's saying is that this substance, the spicy part of peppers, is what gives natural painkiller effect when you're working out and boosts your performance. And what do we have to say? I got my big old hat here, my big cap hat. Am I going to be putting it on or taking it off? Well, it's not cap. Yes, this is not cap. Very happy to report this. And for 13 cents, you can get a natural performance, legal performance enhancing stimulant. So now I guess you're wondering, well, how is that even possible? Well, let's just break it down. All right. So first of all, there was a very excellent meta-analysis that I found, which is a summary of all these different studies about capsaicin. And what they were doing is they weren't using like the peppers from the market to do the study. They were actually using these capsules. And as a matter of fact, you can go online and you can buy cayenne pepper capsules, which essentially has capsaicin in it. So this was how they did these studies. And they were with different milligrams of the capsaicin. And I'm just going to give you a few examples of some of the studies that actually showed it improved performance. in most of the studies, not all the studies, but in most of the studies. They used a few different types of milligram amounts in these capsules. So most of the studies used 12 milligrams, and they were given about 45 minutes before the exercise. So it gives the body time to absorb it and get it into the system. And there was one study that used a pretty low dose of just 1.2 milligrams. So what are the results? In this one study where they ran 1,500 meters, it actually did reduce the time to get to 1,500 meters. So it actually made the runners faster. There was another study using HIIT training. If you remember from a previous episode last year, high intensity interval training, that was when we were talking about exercise. And there, what it did is it increased the time to exhaustion. So that was about 120% of a increase in their VO2 peak for that. And again, that was 45 minutes before they took the 12 milligram capsaicin capsule. And that was, by the way, compared to placebo. So that was a really good study. Now, this was a really excellent one. It's a randomized double-blind trial. So when you hear about double-blind, it doesn't mean everybody's wearing blindfolds. They are not knowing what they're taking. And that was also with the placebo. And this was a 400-meter run and also a 3,000-meter run. So a bit of middle distance and then long distance that reduced the times in both of those running distances. And that was also taken 45 minutes beforehand. Now, there was one study where they didn't find any effect and there was no change in time. And that one was also a 12 milligram capsaicin capsule 45 minutes before. And that was more looking at VO2 max. And then we have another category of weight training or resistance training. And so what those studies essentially found was that it increased strength. So taking about 12 milligram capsule about 45 minutes before doing weight training also increased the number of repetitions that they could do at 75% of their max with a standardized rest interval. So it does seem to help with middle distance as well as with weight lifting and weight training in terms of strength. So why does this even happen? Well, before I get into that, I do want to say that there were some studies where they had people taking higher amounts of this capsaicin, not recommended because, look, I mean, this is spicy. And so if you're taking a capsule, then you're not eating peppers, you're not going to feel that spiciness. But even if you take high doses of the capsules, you can get GI upset. And that's what was shown in one of the studies too. So I think the recommendation, if you look at the studies, is probably going to be about 12 milligram capsule about 45 minutes before the exercise. So that's based on the studies. And I'm not saying go do that, but I'm just saying I'm just reporting on what the studies are. So remember, of course, I'm not giving medical advice here, just information. Always check with your doctor, as you heard in the disclaimer before and after at the end of every podcast. So that keeps my advisors happy by explaining that. Now, why does this even work? So interestingly enough, there are several mechanisms. I'm going to give you the three top ones. So the first mechanism is that it's increasing very likely calcium release in the muscles. And so the more calcium that gets released, the increased contractibility and strength that you get out of the muscle. Also, it looks like it increases fatty acid oxidation, another source of energy, and increasing the amount of power out of the muscles. And the third, and the video said this too, is that it decreases pain. So not to say it makes people bulletproof against the pain, because lactic acid is what causes pain in muscles. And when I used to row competitively, even up through the last couple of years, you know, we'd be in the pain cave in various types of training and in races, and it's because of lactic acid. And I discussed in a previous episode when I interviewed last year, a friend of mine who's an Olympic gold medal rower on the U.S. rowing team, and we were talking about all these different ways to increase exercise output. One of the things is caffeine. Another thing that caffeine does, it does increase the pain threshold, so you don't feel pain at the same level. And that apparently is what the capsaicin does too. So having some spicy peppers could affect the pain threshold as well during intense exercise. So that's it for peppers. So in fact, capsaicin or having some spicy peppers, jalapeno peppers, can boost your exercise performance. and also for weightlifting and strength training as well. One thing I do want to say that really wasn't studied is what is the use of this on a chronic level? So if you're taking it like every time you work out, is there something in medicine we call tachyphylaxis, where your body just adjusts and get used to it and you don't get that same boost? So I don't think we really know that result at this point, but at least if taken like episodically in somebody who is not used to taking it, it can definitely give a boost. But I will say the same thing for caffeine. Like if somebody's working out with caffeine all the time, their body gets used to it and you don't get that same boost in performance as if you're not used to taking caffeine. And then you do your workout, maybe having, you know, a coffee or tea 30 minutes before you do that exercise or the training or the race. Personally, when I was racing in the rowing area, I used to always take the caffeine right before a race, and I would not normally have caffeine. So my body was sort of like not used to it, and that definitely made a difference. Since we're just talking about some exercise things, I talked about this before, creatine, which is another substance. And it is not a drug. It's not a steroid. It's actually what meat has. And creatine does increase muscle strength when people are lifting weights too. Safe overall. But if you're interested in that, go check out a previous episode of the No Cap Health Show when I talked all about creatine, especially creatine in teenagers. Really deep dive on that one. That's going to be it for this week's episode. And also coming out soon is my new social media book called Influenced: How Social Media Impacts Our Perception. And one chapter that is really amazing, of course, they're all amazing, but really, really amazing, is this one chapter called So You Want to Be an Influencer, which is all about tips from myself and other top influencers, many of whom you know, that share their tips to becoming a top influencer. So you can go get that book right now. You can pre-order it on Amazon, Influenced, and coming out in the fall, and you'll be one of the first to get it and can jump on all the tips that you'll learn in that book. And also don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, especially if you're working out. This episode will be really helpful for them to know all about capsaicin and peppers and what it can do for their workouts. And also lastly, don't forget to follow and subscribe to the podcast. I wish you a good rest of the day and I'll see you next week. And next week, we're going to talk about a very important topic that doesn't get a lot of play, but yet it's really something that affects all of us potentially. And that is a video discussing 4 signs that you're heading for burnout. So that's going to be really important, especially with school just starting up. We're going to talk all about that. So I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.